Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Penley. Item 15, please.
Item number 15, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to assign the Discovery World ground lease to the Milwaukee Public Museum and to amend said lease.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, thanks for taking this up at this point. To my right is Mr. Jay Williams, who is the executive director, soon to be retiring and working into his chairmanship role for the Milwaukee Public Museum. I'd just like to take a moment to kind of summarize what we're trying to accomplish here, and this is simply an assignment of a ground lease that we've had in place from the Discovery World to the Milwaukee Public Museum, and we seek your approval for that assignment. What we have done as it relates to the lease specifically, we've made a couple amendments that I want to just bring to your attention, and that's noted in the report that we provided to you. But the first amendment of the ground lease agreement is that we simply would just expand the permitted use of the property to include it basically states MPM to further the charitable and educational purposes of the organization as set forth in its bylaws. So we're just asking to kind of broaden the provision in the ground lease. The other change that we're having in the ground lease agreement is a provision that is currently in the ground lease related to abandonment. We've been asked to take that out, and we would agree with that we would take that abandonment provision out. The third amendment relates to insurance provisions, and this is just simply syncing up actually both the insurance provisions and the other amendment related to initial and extended lease terms. What we're trying to do is just simply sync up those particular provisions with our master lease agreement that we've got in place right now with MPM. So it's just basically bringing these two agreements together and sync them up in terms of the insurance provisions of both of those agreements and also the lease terms. So that's kind of in summary, and I don't know if Mr. Williams wants to expand on this.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you.
Not sure if this, here we go. MPM is pleased to have found a donor that would provide us the funds to purchase the Discovery World building. And it's also pleased that Discovery World and the museum have reached an agreement on the sale of that property. As most of you know, the property has been empty since 2006 and has not been occupied since that time. I think this kind of demonstrates a number of things, but one, the partnership the museum has with Discovery World to try to work together to find a solution here and to agree on the price. And we also are fortunate to have a wonderful donor that came up with the funds, and they recognize the funds help two really significant cultural institutions, both the museum and Discovery World. The proceeds will be given to the museum, and we in turn turn them around and give them to a Discovery World. So the donation really significantly helps two organizations. And I think there's also, with our new lease and management agreement, we have a commitment to you to raise $5 million by 2017 to continue to reinvest in the property and the exhibits. And this is a demonstration of our ability to begin to raise that money to make that investment in the exhibits and the facilities. So we very much appreciate your consideration, and this is necessary for us to move forward with the acquisition.
Okay. Mr. Williams, I want to thank you for your stewardship as the executive director. Wish you well in your retirement.
Thank you.
Well, semi-retirement.
But
nevertheless, I want to thank you on behalf of the board as it relates to this public-private partnership and what you've done as the executive director, what you and your staff have done.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
Supervisor Schmidt, who is one of your board members, I believe.
And only one on the board, and a proud member of the board. And I, too, Mr. Williams, I want to thank you for your service, and happily you're not leaving. I know there's a search committee and some very I think we have a great board, I honestly do, and you know, it's going to take some real digging to replace you. I think you came on in a situation with your banking experience. We needed a banker. The museum was in pretty dire straits, remember, just a few years ago. And I think Mr. Finley did a good job in the PR and bringing the community together. And then we needed someone with financial acumen, really, to come in and hired a great staff, too. I see some in the audience. And, turned around, we had no real long-term capital. And you've reported that before. I'm not going to go into it. The only thing I want to add, and I will move approval, please, is that the third partner here is Discovery World. Joel Brennan, who is the CEO of Discovery World. I did have an email. We meant to talk. He was at the gala. I didn't have a chance to talk. He sent me an email. But he is quoted, I just looked it up here, in an article by Stacy Vogel Davis, associate editor of the Business Journal, and I thought he might be here today. But he is quoted in this article just a day ago, saying that they, the museum, public museum, have the resources in hand, and this is something we're both eager to move forward on. So Joel Brennan is certainly very excited about this also, and this is something that has remained vacant since 2006, kind of an albatross on both of us, and very excited with the future use and the safety reasons what we can use it for. So this is, I think, a great thing for all the people who would use the museum, for the buses, for security, and we get to be very thankful for the donor that I guess I can't be named, and you can thank him for, I think, Milwaukee County. This is something we really needed to move forward on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor.
We have a motion for approval. A motion to approve for approval. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just heard that it's an unnamed donor. So it's a non-economic event relative to the county. It's just transfer of the lease. Are we aware of what the transaction is? And is the donation only the amount that's going to Discovery World to transfer the lease, or have they also donated the demolition?
No, it is just for the acquisition of property, Supervisor. So it's a direct. They give us the money, and we turn around and provide that to. To Discovery World.
He's come for his check.
Yeah, he's come for his check. It does interest him.
And then what's the amount of money for the demolition and
you know, the as we've talked, our long-term goal is to create a safe entrance. Right now, if you've been there on the busy days with school buses, it's a little difficult to get the kids in and out. There's also not an easy access for a senior citizen, a disabled citizen, a mom with a stroller. And our long-term plan, we would have to raise that additional money, and it would probably be in the $4 to $5 million area, would be to take down the Discovery World building and put a bus loop turnaround in there so there's a safe place to pull in off of Lovell. And we try to make that our main entrance. One of our other issues right now is we have three entrance points, which are just really hard to manage in a public building. And so I think it does a lot, but primarily it's about safety, and it's about helping people get access into the facility.
So, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, while I understand the long-term vision, and
yes,
it sounds good, and I understand for both organizations, obviously they've been sitting on this for a while, and they'd like to get their money out. But in you taking it on,
correct,
we're incurring some holding and maintenance.
Yes,
and
yes. And that's a relationship that we've had with Discovery World. You know, we've been taking care of that building for the last couple of years, so it doesn't change our economics at all. Okay. And what we would be able to do is actually save a little money, because we would be able, until we raise the money for that plan, use that for storage. And some storage that we're paying outside of our facility, we'd be able to save that money and use it, use that storage space of the Discovery World building.
And what is the timeline when we talk about this being the long-term development of the site? But
you know, I've done a lot of fundraising, and you never know. But I think it'll take us a couple years to raise the money. It won't be, you know, imminent. So it took us time to raise the money to pay the debt back. It took us time to, you know, I've been working on this with Joel for over 2 years. So just to get this transaction done together, we've been working on this for over 2 years. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Mr. Brennan, Chief Executive Officer of Discovery World, is there anything you'd like to add to the dialogue?
My apologies for being tardy. But the only thing I have to add is, and I think Jay probably said it already, is that you have two organizations, I think two, hopefully what you believe are two strong and great organizations in the community that are both interested in our long-term viability and our ability to be able to provide critical educational services to young people and families in this community. And after an awful long time of trying to find the right vehicle, we believe we've gotten there, and the Public Museum has been a great partner of ours. Jay mentioned that over the last couple of years we've been sharing services and doing things to make sure that the building stays viable, but that the costs are reduced to the extent possible on any holding costs and things like that. And so, again, I just I would say that this is a terrific step for the community if we're able to find ways that are a double win. And again, I appreciate the Public Museum's involvement, and I appreciate the county trying to expedite this for us, because it's something that's been a long time coming and would be welcome for the board and the staff and certainly the people who use Discovery World.
Thank you very much. Any comments, questions, concerns? We have a motion to approve. I believe Supervisor Schmidt moved to approve. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excused.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 15 is approved.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.